I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us again on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, of course, I have the privilege and honor of being joined with my darling sister and excellent expert, Sister Razia Shamani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my lovely sister Zainab.
During the previous episodes of our show, just to do a recap for our listeners and for those who've just joined us, just to let you know what we've been up to, we've been talking about the very vital, important, fundamental question of how to train our young girls into becoming the strong, independent, productive, contributing women of the future.
Strong, independent, contributing,
productive.
Productive women of the future. Right. So you already have this frame of mind, like you know what we're going to talk about. You, like the picture is already in your mind.
Yes, exactly. I mean,
strong, independent. Exactly. This is the point that I wanted to mention.
Independent in the sense
in
of...
In what sense? For God's sake, tell me about independence.
For God's sake. Independence, it means to me, a woman who's intelligent and well-equipped enough mm-hmm. to be able to run her own life mm-hmm. if the circumstances call for it.
Uh-huh.
I don't appreciate, look, Islamic or non-Islamic, right?
Call for it.
Yes. Islamic or non-Islamic, I don't appreciate because I believe, I'm not saying that, oh, I don't care whether Islam says this or not. No, that's not what I mean. It's very fair to say that we often have crooked and incorrect interpretations of what Islam teaches us.
Uh-huh.
And often...
And Islam teaches us to develop... Girls, to nourish girls who are independent.
Obviously.
At some point in their life.
Whenever they need to be.
What do you mean whenever? What are the circumstances where they have
her
to be?
Her father dies and she's widowed at a young age with 3 children. Okay, honey, it's time to get independent.
Okay.
You know?
So you're talking about rare scenarios?
No, this is not a rare scenario at all.
Or yeah, it is.
Your, you know, marriage goes sideways and you get
her,
you
her
get
own
separated.
Marriage?
Yeah. It happens. Not her husband could have been a good person. She could have been a good person, but not all two good people are meant for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this is an abnormal situation at all. 6 out of 10 of the women I know grew up without a present father figure.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This is not an abnormal situation. Life happens. And a woman must be equipped and intelligent and educated enough to stand on her feet. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you again for joining us. We've been talking about some really interesting stuff.
I do agree with you to some extent that, well, there are cases where women are somehow forced to be very independent. But then the status quo, the accepted norm these days is to raise girls who become independent, that they are very self-centered. They are pointing their fingers toward a specific goal and they are riding on their horse as fast as they can to reach that. And nothing should impede them. Nothing should be on their way, should obstruct them to reach that aim. And family is the last issue. So when you say to me independent, power comes to my mind. Women power comes to my mind. Financial independence comes to my mind.
What's wrong with that?
Which all of us have. Yeah. And then we don't need men anymore.
So?
So where do men go then?
Darling, if you need a man to be your ATM, that's all you're going to get out of the man. If you need a man to be your ATM.
No, you don't need a man to be your ATM. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has says, "Ar-rijal qawwamun 'ala an-nisa."
Yeah, but it doesn't mean
amwalihim.
I know, but it doesn't mean that the woman should sit in her home crippled and stupid and broke.
I didn't say
men,
she stays in her home crippled.
I know,
and
you can
stupid.
Be financially independent as a woman, okay. All right? And then a man could come along. You guys could get along. You guys could fall in love.
And then
you contributed to one another's
lives. After 5 years,
you
say, "Really nice to have met you. Love you. Let's be friends. Goodbye." This is a scenario in today's world.
And not in all cases.
In many
I know,
cases.
Again, a woman who is self-built enough, the example of Sayyidah Khadija, salamullah alayha, she had a whole life before Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What did she do after her life, her marriage with the noble prophet?
She didn't do it for, she gave everything that she had.
She stayed at home.
For the sake
she gave
of Islam.
Up her, exactly.
Not for the sake of her husband. Had her husband been some random dude, she would have still slayed it as a powerful businesswoman. But so it happened, her husband was the prophet of God. Mm-hmm. And he had a mission. He had a cause. She helped him serve it.
So why shouldn't women in our time help serve the cause of their Muslim men?
They should. Of course they should.
But it's not what you're saying is just nice in words. Seriously, a question in my mind that when you give women independence, financial independence, she's not going to tolerate the least bit of hardship that comes her way in her marital life.
That depends on the woman, I think. Definitely depends on the woman and her objective. If she's a pious Muslim, a woman who really prioritizes in her life and understands her ultimate objective, her purpose of creation.
Which I
don't see any contradiction.
Which is?
Pleasing Allah.
How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determine women to please him?
During different fate phrases of their lives.
Do you agree with this part as well?
If Allah says it, of course I agree.
Allah says it, but will you be able to submit to the will of you, the man of your life? You're educated, you have a PhD, you have a very well-paid job, but then, honey, I want you to stay at home and take care of the kids.
Yeah, here's the thing. If I value my PhD and my career and my academic achievements, I wouldn't marry a man who would hinder it to begin with. I would marry a man who would be
You said along. She would follow the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from her. And Allah wants her to be لَتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. To be لَبَاسٌ لَكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. He wants her to be his comfort, his peace of mind. And also, he wants her to be her protection, her garment. This is the ultimate purpose of life for a woman.
No.
Yes, this is
it. The ultimate purpose of a married woman is that.
Exactly.
The ultimate purpose of a woman.
مَا بَنَاءٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ التَّزْوِيجِ.
Meaning?
That there is no foundation, there is no institution in the eyes of God, but more dear to than marriage.
Okay, marriage
so
is
PhD,
great.
Dollar jing jing is not important?
No. That's not what the hadith means. It means do whatever
They're
you
can. They're not priority.
Do whatever you can to have a prosperous life, but know that should the situation, should the
What do you mean should the situation? You're putting a big if.
Yeah, of course.
You should get married as young as you can, yes.
No.
Girls are like fruits on trees. Do not let them stay on trees unless they will fall. And when they get ripe, they will fall from the tree and they will get stamped on.
That doesn't mean give them to any bystander or anything by.
Find a good husband and give
of course,
make her
exactly.
get married
And a
to.
Good husband... For her.
So?
Not a random good husband.
Definitely.
A good husband for her. A good husband for a woman who values her education and her career.
So if
is
he
one
values
who supports
her education.
Her and her abilities, her talents, her love, her passion.
And what about having children?
if that's her passion, she will find someone who's passionate about having children just like her, and they'll have wonderful, beautiful children that will serve their sahib al-zaman. And that's so beautiful.
Is it possible to follow a very successful career? And
no, see, that's what I'm saying.
Be a working woman and
a woman who's passionate about children.
A beautiful life with four children?
A woman who's... They're not the same person.
Oh, you're saying if this woman is passionate with children, she should go marry someone who loves children? And if she's not, if she's after her career, she should... No, I disagree with you.
It's okay.
See what Islam wants from us.
Islam wants us to be good people.
To be good people, definitely. Mm-hmm. But there are also more detailed definitions that Islam wants. It says that the noble prophet says, on the day of judgment, I even honor the, you know, I get proud of the number of Muslims, even the dead Muslims, even the stillborns, yes. I would be proud of the number of you Muslims. So increasing the number of Muslims, bringing up good children, this is one of the things that God wants from us. What do you say here?
I say it's wonderful. Whoever can should go ahead and do it.
Many people cannot because...
And they shouldn't. They don't need to.
You know what?
But
this is the point I want to reach. Point I want to reach. That these days, a Muslim woman is bewildered, is confused. She doesn't know what to do. She's puzzled. Mm. On the one hand, she's living in a capitalist society where your education system from pre-K, it teaches you have to be independent, you have to follow, you know, it brings you up in a way that you will be a good serving citizen for that, to serve that community, to serve that capitalist state, right? So we have two value systems. The secular value system, I'm a Muslim living in a secular society, right? It teaches me that if I want to consider myself to be successful, I have to be rich and powerful, educated, right? These are the value system. And on the other hand, I go to the mosque, the Maulana, the Sheikh, he teaches me that the Quran says that الرجال قوامون على النساء يقانتات حافظات. Where am I supposed to go? This value system and this value system. The confusion is that on the one hand, there is one set of value system that tells me you have to look beautiful, slim, rich, and independent. On the other hand, it says a good Muslim woman is one and it defines a good Muslim woman. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm confused. This is, we, the girls of this generation, we are in a very chaotic situation. We are in a phase of change. Mm-hmm. We are no longer clinging to our traditional roles, and we do not want the Western secular role model that they are providing us. Mm. What are we going to do?
Solution?
The solution is that I think we are putting too much burden on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're becoming an ostrich, where we have to fly, we have to lay eggs, and we have a big body. We are developing...
Ostriches don't fly. I think goose would fit.
Yeah, but they expect you to fly.
Because you're a bird.
Because you're a bird.
Okay,
right?
I get it.
So a kind of caricature character is building within us. The solution, shortly, is that I think we have to stick to one set of value system.
Obviously.
The values that you said in the beginning, independence and love.
Thank you so very much for being with us on today's episode of Muslim Lady. That was a cliffhanger. If you want to hear more, join in again on our next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
Allah.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.